scaling. So there are a number of ways in which we make adjustments to the data. One of the most important is around changes in the amount of mobile phone activity. This is especially relevant when we're talking about the work we do in disaster response, when often following a disaster, we can see that an increase or a decrease in the amount of mobile phone traffic, either with people attempting to get in contact with people or receive information about whatever crisis is happening. But it could also there could also be a decrease in mobile phone activity due to things like people not being able to charge mobile devices. So one of the first adjustments we have to make is actually just to adjust for the amount of mobile phone traffic. But scaling for population is something that we're working on at the moment. This is partly something that we're working on through looking at using surveys and combining our data, CDR data with survey data. But one of the strengths that CDR data has, and also one of its limitations, is exactly around the scaling to population. What we tend to focus on as a result is less the absolute numbers of subscribers and more looking at the change in subscribers. So rather than looking at just the absolute numbers of subscribers, we look at sort of the change relative to a baseline. And this is something which is a bit more which we can more easily make inferences about the population as a whole. But that is something that we do also have to be very careful with and be sure to communicate to others the nature of those assumptions, especially because something to bear in mind, especially in low and middle income countries, is that mobile phone device owners, the subscribers to a particular MNO, and those who use their mobile phone devices enough to be included in the analysis may not be fully representative of the population as a whole. So some of these different filters that are effectively applied between the full population, the population that we see within the data, can be influenced by factors such as gender, age, or socioeconomic status. So that's another thing that we have to be very careful of, and which we're hoping that our work combining CGR data and survey data can help, can allow us to address and scale to population in a way which better reflects the ways in which CGR data can be affected by questions of representativeness. So hopefully that answers the question.